You seem shocked. Never saw a demon before. Well, to be honest, I was an angel first. Although, I suppose you already know that story, so I won't bother retelling my fall again. Oh no, please, don't trouble yourself trying to sound the alarm. They're all out of the game. And you... Okay, I was gonna ask your name first. But if you insist, I will never reject a good fight. That was entirely disappointing. Did they, the angels, never teach you how to fight? Or they assumed nobody would ever reach you? Did Daddy think his little angel would never be discovered? Ah, poor thing. I must admit, that was unexpected, to say the least. They call us savages, and you almost got my face all marked. It was kind of arousing, though. Stop moving. Are you going to make me choke this little nephew of yours? Should I press more? Oh, look, you're turning red. That's ironic, isn't it? A crimson angel. Look at these lovely shaky feathers. Why are you trembling? Are you scared of me? Huh? Well, you should be. I've slaughtered all your guards. And I'm the queen of hell, after all. I would be disappointed if you weren't. You are not. I see. Oh, my apologies. Was I pressing too hard? Sorry. You look a little disoriented. Here, let me hold you. That's it. Oof, you're even prettier when you're panting. Anyway, do you know why I'm here? Not a fucking idea. Healthy, aren't we? Never heard an angel speaking like that before, even me. You really are one in a million. The thing is, I don't like to be talked back to. We might just fix that, don't you think? That's better. No, stop panicking. It would be worse. You can't breathe properly right now, but you can take tiny little gasps. Don't worry about the dizziness. I'm here to hold you steady. Don't you see? I'm merciful. But all that can change at any moment. So don't test me, little angel. I wouldn't want to tear those pretty wings apart. So you see, I came here looking for you. It took me a while, years, to get to know that my worst enemy, Dad, had a daughter. And when I got to know where you were, I couldn't help myself. Weakest of the spots I have found. So, tell me, little angel, what do you think will happen next? Speak up. Kill you? Oh no, don't be basic. I'm way more creative than that. Normally, I would have just kidnapped you to win the war against Father. But the thing is, I already won. You may not have had time to get to know this yet, I've got Daddy between my fingers. You don't believe me? Okay, I will show it to you then. Look through the portal. You see him? He's been screaming your name tirelessly. He's worried that you might be dead. Have you ever seen him so devastated? It must be breaking your heart. Don't be sad. I've ruined the mood, haven't I? Free Father, you are probably aware that's not that simple. You will do anything. That's where I wanted to get. Here I am, generous enough to offer you a deal. Breathe. Let me explain myself. Here's the thing. I can consider freeing your dad in exchange for a very simple thing. You. You're brave. You didn't hesitate even a little. Although, I don't think you quite understood my intentions. I don't mean to take you hostage. I just mean to take you. You don't understand. Okay, right. Let me be clear then. I was wondering how protective Daddy is over you. I will have a guess that you've never been sexually involved with anybody, right? What a waste. You are so soft. Just the thin silk of your nightgown separating your skin from my touch. What if I were to caress your chest like this? Or harden your nipples with my... Whoa! Where are you going? You said you will do anything. Not that. Oh, then you're choosing yourself over your tortured dad. How tragic. I can perfectly picture his devastated expression when he realizes you too have abandoned him. That's it. Come closer, Angel. I won't be able to touch if you're in the other corner of the room. Look, it's not as if you have a choice. I can just grab you by the throat again. I won't press too hard this time. Promise. So, where were we? I remember I was tracing your chest. Do you feel it? It's not that bad. Your nipples are already hard. Should I look over the fabric? Maybe bite as well. What was that? You're holding your breath, trying to content a moan. Is that it? You can't lie to me. I can feel every part of your body longing for my touch. And you know, with a simple caress, I can make you feel the most excruciating pain in the world, or the sweetest pleasure you'll ever experience. I'm wondering if, with a few caresses of my fingers, you're already trembling. What would happen if I were to touch you between your legs? Right here. What a delicious moan. You would never be able to deny that Lucifer made a horny mess of you while your guards were bleeding to death right outside your room. Do you know why? Because you're drenching my fingers with your wet little cunt. Did that world startle you? Cunt. Oh, sweetie, I'm gonna have so much fun with you. I wonder, will I ever tell Dad about these musty whimpers of yours? You know, normally I enjoy a feisty woman, but you slapped me pretty hard. Oh, now you're trembling, afraid of the consequences. You should be. Because I know I'm going to slap you between your legs. Oh, you like that? Let me see the pain in your angelic features. Calm down. I'll stop. Just one more. The thing about pain is that if I touch that sweet little spot right now, the pleasure is almost unbearable. You look as if you were to come already. Oh, yes, you are probably a virgin angel. So if I insert one of my fingers inside you, then, well, you're so damn wet, it's almost embarrassing. Funny. You're not even able to mutter a single, simple insult. Moaning, though. That's it. What if I press here? Oh, look. You're going to come with just one finger. I'll add one more. Fuck, you really are coming. I can feel your cunt wrenching around my fingers. That's it. Good. Was that good? I bet so. You came pretty fast. Oh, please, don't look at me with hatred. Think about Dad, what he would think of his sweet little girl coming by the bare touch of a dirty demon. Looking away. Well, I don't get too comfortable in your humiliation. Plus, why would I? I'm barely getting started. Don't be naive. You still think that I'll seriously be done by 1 minute and a half? Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Do you feel this? I'm wet and I'm ready for you to put your mouth there until your moans are heard by the lost souls of the corpses that surrender the corridors. No, you don't wanna. Oh, of course you wanna stay a virgin. More than you want. You have to. It would be a total shame for your kind if I were to profane you. Luckily, I'm feeling considerate today, so I may be pleased by just your hands. Come on. What are you waiting for? That's it. Spread it. Yeah, like that. Look at me. Don't look away. I want you to acknowledge whose cunt you're stroking. Good. You're quite sloppy. Here, let me guide you. That's better. You seem as if you're getting off on this. Don't look away. Or do you want me to actually rip off your wings? Good. Faster. Can you feel it? My pussy throbbing under your touch. Okay, stop now. Bend over your bed. Yeah, I know I told you I won't take your virginity away, but there's other ways I can fuck you. Let me slide this nightgown up. What a pretty little ass. You don't mind if I do this, right? Oh, sorry. Don't scream. You're right. That was quite hard. Yes, that's right. I'm going to fuck your ass. No. Don't move. We have a deal, remember? Or do you want our father to keep suffering? No, that's what I thought.
I can't so wet.
I can feel it while stroking my own. No, I won't put my tongue in. Calm the fuck down. So exasperating. Fuck, you're soaking my chin, you little slut. Lick my fingers. Lick them. Good. I'm now inserting one in your ass and moving it to stretch it out. So tight. Let's put another one. Good. No, don't get jumpy. Just concentrate on my hips resting against you while I fuck your ass with my fingers. Feel it. Your wings are trembling. I can see you're enjoying it. But relax. You're not allowed to come yet. Just taking my fingers out. Wait, let's get you more prepared. Now, the tip of my tongue is just above it. I'm getting inside. So tight. I don't know if I can. All of this demonic feeling inside of your ass right now. Fuck, I'm gonna start moving my fingers. If Dad could see you now, what would he think of you? Would he spank you like this for misbehaving? What would you tell him? How would you explain yourself? Shut up. Still have a fight on you, haven't we? Okay then. Slow down. No way. But I'm grabbing this hair of yours. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. And I know you as well. Are you going to tell Dad about this when you see him again? Or do you prefer me tell him? Do you want me to tell him that I fingered his sweet little angel? That she stroked me with her innocent hands? That I spanked her in all the places? That I spit on her ass and fucked her until she passed out? I'm close. Oh, I want to get on you and come on top of you. However, we're both too heavy for that to happen. So, I'm just gonna let myself hump your leg.
Scream for me.
So hard.
delicious. You really enjoyed this, huh? I could have forced you to like it, you know. I'm just glad I didn't have to. Free father now? Why would I free someone who's already free? All my powers, illusions are one of them. I never got father. You, on the other hand, let's say my new toy is key to win this war. So, are you ready? You're coming with me, my sweet little angel. We are going to have so much fun.